Conscious Collaboration brings together entrepreneurs, changemakers, and thought leaders. We aim to highlight the people that embody the idea of aligned mind, body, and business. Each week, we share, discuss, and learn from the various experiences and ideas of our guest experts. Through our discovery, we find a path to an aligned mind, body, and business.
Hi, I'm Lisa.
And I'm Emily, and we are the Conscious Collaboration Podcast. What up, y'all? What up, Lisa?
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. Great.
Excellent. So today we're going to talk about just a thought that I've been kicking around in my coaching stuff. And it's kind of this idea of like, all right, so we're going to use fitness as an example, but as with all the things we talk about, pretty much this can absolutely be applied to business, personal relationships, you know, pretty much any aspect of life. But here's the thought. Any fitness goals that we have, basically resulting in our outward appearance, our body composition, and our overall health. So the way we look and how healthy we are not a result of some perfect workout program, some perfect diet plan, or, you know, otherwise some sort of magic pill, if you will, right? The way we look and how healthy we are actually reflections of our daily habits and behaviors. You know, the compounding of just this, all the small and big things that we do on a day-to-day basis. So when we're looking at achieving fitness goals, okay, I want to lose 30 pounds or whatever, you know, whatever the case may be. A lot of times, you know, people approach it from this thought of like, okay, well, what, you know, what's the plan?
What's the
perfect program? or even, you know, sometimes, you know, a lot of times people come at you in a very highly motivated state, right? And we that's a whole another discussion of like, we've
overly motivated
the episode about motivation versus discipline and that. And we just know, that is to say that we know that motivation is fleeting. It is external. You know, so what you are highly motivated to do in this state when you maybe initially enter your fitness journey, is not necessarily going to be the best plan for you, because 9 times out of 10, it's not like what you feel like you're ready to do right in this moment is not what you're going to be able to sustain for life. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody who comes in and I'm ready. I can work out 5 days a week. Okay.
Yeah.
You work out 0 days a week now. So how about let's call it 1 or 2, right? And build from there.
Is that because you're talking to people that see what you're doing and they think you make it look easy, so they want to do what you're doing thinking it's like an easy pill?
Maybe, but no, I think it's a broader just way that people approach you know, a new fitness journey in particular. And I think people, a lot of people approach like entrepreneurship and a startup in the same way. You kind of,
we make it look fun,
you know, you get, well, and you do see I definitely, do not steer towards this idea of a quick fix in my marketing, but in the fitness world and in the business and startup world, there's plenty of marketing out there. It's probably makes up the majority of it, of these like super fast, overnight, you know, make money from anywhere, you know, work for yourself, work from home, and you know, make it look like this glamorous.
Regurgitate
thing.
Some just apply, AI.
Yeah, just apply XYZ philosophy, make 30K in your first month, bada bing, bada boom. And with both of these examples, with both the fitness and the, you know, business kind of example of this, the kicker is you can oftentimes actually achieve, you know, really dramatic results quickly mm-hmm. by applying very dramatic interventions, right?
Right.
But that's the thing with dramatic interventions is that they're not sustainable. And if what you do to achieve the result is not sustainable, then your result is not sustainable.
Right.
Whether you're talking about fitness, business, anything else. If what mm-hmm. you do to get there is not sustainable, if you can't repeat those actions for the rest of your life in that same capacity, then you're not going to be able to keep what you achieved. Hard truth, mm-hmm. hard pill to swallow, but the truth nonetheless. So that's why, you know, a lot of times when people approach this fitness journey, is as motivated as they may be in that moment, like that's a great time to actually pump the brakes and be like, you know, awesome. I love that you are
good enthusiasm
and so excited to do this, but like, let's set ourselves up for success instead of throwing the whole kitchen sink at you and trying to get these quick and dramatic results, because at the end of the day, that's not going to serve you. That's just going to leave you in a worse place, to be perfectly honest. Because you know, you'll apply all these interventions at once, and then guess what? You hit a plateau and we've got no more interventions to apply because you've already come out the gate, you know, at 100%. So, so that's why we take the focus now instead to those habits and behaviors. What does your water intake look like? What is your 30 minutes before you go to sleep look like? What does it look like when you have a really stressful day? What do your eating habits currently look like? Your drinking habits, all of these things. And, you know, because we are not these magic robots who are able to, you know, just completely overhaul our life overnight, we start perhaps in a less glamorous kind of approach, but we start with those small habits. We rack up some wins there in the beginning, and then we stack on top of that as we solidify, you know, one new habit. Awesome. Okay, we're hitting that consistently. Now we layer on top of that. Now we layer on top of that. People have called it habit stacking, right? It's like it's a snowball effect. Mm-hmm. Think about a snowball when you roll. I know we're in Florida, but we can imagine what it's like when you roll a snowball and it just gets, you know, bigger and bigger and bigger over time, even when it starts at this small little thing. I was going to call it a pebble, mm-hmm. but that doesn't really apply to a snowball, but you know what I mean. So the same approach is really the best approach for fitness. And I would argue for business, mm-hmm. to a certain degree as well. So you don't overwhelm your capacity. And so, like I said, when you get to, you know, you're, and really, of course, in none of these pursuits, is there an actual point B? Like, is there an actual end result to where you're like, I'm done, I don't have to do anything now. Like, that's not real. But then as you achieve results, you keep them, because now by stacking these habits, you've created new habits and created the lifestyle that supports the results that you're trying to achieve. So
yeah. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, there's a lot of factors that are just sort of human nature, I think, that go into that. We all have tendencies to maybe gear towards the magic pill, the quick fix, the hack, the easy solution, right? The instant gratification. And a lot of times, you know, people can make a really good case for you know, why that works. And then a lot of times you'll just, if you, you know, hit the proper pain point on a person, it's easy to sort of overlook the logic or the red flags of the situation and be like, you know, I don't care. I want to lose this 30 pounds right now. I want to make this 30K overnight, and I'll worry about how to keep it when I get there.
Yeah.
I'll worry about how to keep it when I get there. But that's how you lose.
Yeah.
That's how you lose. That's how you waste more of your time, more of your money, more of your energy, more of your investment by doing it the wrong way or the quick fix or the magic pill way in the first place, rather than focusing from the beginning on the low-hanging fruit, on the big rocks, on the foundational pieces that are going to actually make you successful in the long term.
Yeah, we've talked about that quite a bit, and I forget what episode years ago. I think it was, or maybe it was last year. We were talking about,
years ago. We've
been doing years ago.
Yeah, 2 years. Wait,
let me get our 100th episode.
Yeah. Oh, we got it. Yeah, we got a trophy.
We're gonna
for 100th episode. That's dope. Our 1 year will be coming up just about a month here. Yeah.
1 year. No, it's 2 years.
Two years. That's what I meant.
Our anniversary. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our anniversary is coming up.
Like 5/11, I think.
That didn't happen overnight. You know, that's been us showing up.
It happened over whatever 365 times. Or maybe 366.
But getting that momentum going and rolling in that way. But we've talked about it before. I think it was when we were talking about towers. And tower moment, and not having the foundation to a place where it's really sturdy. But it's like on any path, whether it's your health and wellness and fitness, or whether it's your entrepreneurship, or whether it's your self knowledge or wisdom that you have in your life, if you don't have a good foundation, when you go off course, which you will. There's going to be times when you veer off course, but you should all, if you have that solid foundation, then it's easier to pull back in towards that. Like, I don't know, it's like a gravity. Pulls you back towards, that path. It's easier when you can make those, if it's a lifetime habit to have these foundations that you're saying, these simple foundations. Are you drinking your water? Good activity? The basics, when you are off course and you do have those moments where things throw you off your routines, it's easier to get back to that.
Exactly. You'll default back to what is now your new habit rather than defaulting, you know, especially in the more stressful or busy times, back to the habits that compounded to get you where you are in the first place, which is what you're trying to change.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's not the, I think I heard it this way recently. It's not the grand gestures. Mm-hmm. It's not the big grand gesture that gets you there. It's the tiny little boring, minute day to day to day.
At the Conscious Collaboration Podcast, we are proud affiliates of Atapa medical grade red light therapy devices. Red light therapy boasts a long list of clinically proven benefits, many that I and many of my clients have experienced firsthand. You can be sure that you'll be able to train harder, recover faster, and sleep better with Atapa red light therapy. Visit myatapa.com, myatapa.com, or use the link in our Instagram bio to shop with the code COLLAB15, that's COLLAB15, for a discount on your device.
Literally, yeah. What does your 30 minutes before bed look like? Literally, where do you park when you go to the grocery store? You know, while we're on the grocery store, how do you shop when you go to the grocery store?
Mm-hmm.
What do you look for first? It's like, you know, bringing it down to this kind of precision, which, you know, is when you're looking at these dramatic transformation photos and screenshots of, you know, people's bank accounts, $10,000, like, it seems boring. Mm-hmm. It seems boring. It seems like, well, what the hell is that going to do? What the hell is that going to do? Okay, drink a 16-ounce bottle of water when I wake up. Ooh, big whoop. What's that going to mm-hmm. do? Well, yeah. Today, maybe nothing. But after a week, after, you know, 2 weeks, whatever, it starts compounding. And that's how you get the big results. And I like, especially in a health and fitness context, starting by looking at habits in the beginning of the day in particular, because when you bring that intentionality into whatever, you know, however small the habit is, when you bring that intentionality to it first thing in your day, you will automatically, without even having these other, you know, conscious goals and habits, you will automatically start to make better choices and bring more intentionality into your decisions for the rest of the day, just for having done it in the beginning. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, so that's usually one of the first goals, habits that I will give my clients way before we even start with macros or anything like that. It's okay. You know, that first meal of the day, we want to make it 30 grams of protein minimum and a good fiber source. And that's it. That's all we're doing with nutrition right now. Meal one, high protein, high fiber. And what tends to happen, you know, just about every single time without fail, once they kind of, you know, get past that learning curve of putting together that first breakfast, not even once they get past it, literally once they start looking at it, every choice from that moment on just has that little bit of more intention put into it. So it's automatically going to be better than just mindlessly, you know, grabbing whatever craving comes first, mm-hmm. you know, when it's time to eat or what have you. So, I find that to be the most effective place to put your focus, whenever you're trying to create, a change in your life, whether it be in your health, your business, or relationships, parenting, any of that good stuff.
Yeah.
Start like, with those habits and behaviors. And if you want to talk about it in a little more woo-woo sense from a like manifesting mm-hmm. point of view, that is part of the necessity of manifestation, which is to put yourself in the energy of that which you are trying to manifest. Okay, I'm trying to manifest a body that's healthier and somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 pounds lighter. Well, what would a person, you know, in that healthy, strong body do? What do they do? How do they act? How do they talk? What do they eat? How do they sleep? You know, all those mm-hmm. things. So we got to build that before we just, you know, drop your calories and do a bunch of cardio and lose 30 pounds.
Mm-hmm. It's building blocks or bricks versus putting up a, you know, a frame or hollow wall.
Mm-hmm. And to keep with the, you know, architecture and the tower and the foundation analogy, it's like when they're building a new house, often the first, I don't know, month or whatever, it almost looks like they're not doing anything mm-hmm. because building that foundation is so below the surface. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but if you were to just start building the frame, then yeah, of course you're going to have a tower.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just blow it over.
Can't have that in Florida.
Yeah, can't have that. So, so I think that analogy applies to anything.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of people that are really at prey right now, whether it be in the wellness and fitness space or the entrepreneurial space, where there's people preying on that quick fix and just, you know, hopefully we're opening up the conversation within our own community, but to have a lot more discernment around creating and embodying these systems for yourself rather than relying or putting your trust in other people to serve you the solution.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think it's our responsibility as consumers to now just hold that awareness in the front of our consciousness. You know, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. If it's advertising a quick fix, it's a red flag, period. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a red flag. So I think we just have to keep that awareness at the forefront and really check ourselves when our pain points get hit and our you know, we start to maybe make impulsive or reactionary sort of choices in that way. Because we can waste a lot of our own money, time, and energy succumbing to those. But, you know, I think, yes, while you know, just the marketing and the social media is inundated with bullshit, it's at the end of the day, it's on us as the consumers to keep our power in the situation and really sift through and discern, you know, who had, because there's lots of great information out there as well. Lots of great information for free. And we can tell if we really, you know, kind of step outside of our emotional attachment to what we're looking at, we can tell what's real deal and what's not.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know that to be true too. It's just from even training with you for the past couple of years, if there's, you know, a short time away from routine in the space, you know, say you're at a competition or whatever, my body is in condition in the state that it's, I'm going to do something during that time mm-hmm, that to my health and benefit, because I've made that space.
Yep. And even if it's just couch hip thrusts, whatever, and, you know, some eccentric push-ups, you've continued, you know, with that habit of letting your body know that it needs to keep that muscle and, you know, just to move your body mm-hmm. and contract your muscles in general.
Yeah. And same with entrepreneurship, you know, it's, the same way that we're establishing the foundations in our businesses and going out and embodying that which we're looking to create. Even if we don't check off everything on our to-do list, we've done something to keep that momentum going. It might just be mm-hmm. a little bit less snow that we're picking up going down the hill, that to the snowball analogy, but there's something that's being added with intention.
Yeah. Well, and even in business, right? It's not the grand gestures and the huge launches and the big high ticket, this and that propel our businesses forward. It's those day-to-day connections with people, you know, where we're just talking to them, where we just give them a tip or a little, you know, a helping hand here and there on, you know, what element might go well in this corner, or, you know, help to balance out, you know, some issue that they're having, or, you know, in my case, like, okay, you know, try to kind of dose this movement in on a day-to-day basis, help you with back pain or whatever, you know, it's those little connections and conversations over time that may never, you know, it may take 6, 7, 8, 9 months, a year for that person to circle back to you. And, you know, even if they never purchase from you or whatever, to have an interaction where they're like, hey, you know, XYZ really helped me. It's those moments and those constant connections with people that actually propel our businesses forward, rather than the big launch.
Yeah. I mean, they say the same for dating and relationships. You're not going to create or attract that relationship that you desire from behind your computer screen or your phone or sitting in front of the TV and hoping someone's going to come knock on your door. It's from getting out and making those connections, those energetic imprints of conversations that you make with people so that you're top of mind when someone says, "You remind me of my friend," or, you know, that type of marketing or conversation around relationships that happens without you even being there.
And the habits of taking care of yourself that then carry forward into your relationships and your parenting, you know, that constant habit of doing what you need to do to make yourself a better person, that carry over into all aspects. And then that reminded me too of right now, this is kind of a big topic, especially revolving around dating today. What do they call that early grand gesture in dating? Love bombing, right? So it's not that creates a great relationship. Oftentimes that totally, you know, is a sign of do not pass
flag.
Do not collect $200, run as far as you can.
Go it's into witness the, protection.
It's the consistent, the consistency over time that builds trust in any relationship, romantic or otherwise. So habits, behaviors.
So these
low hanging fruit.
Stacking these on top of recapping your daily wins. Perhaps.
Yeah. Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I like it. I think we should take this inside of the Conscious Collaboration Collective.
Let's do it.
A little more discussion around it. Here, let's get a little more conversation around those wins, and then what are the habits that are being stacked up on those to get the momentum and keep the momentum going, whether it's in your physical, mental, or in your business or relationships.
Yeah. Try to, you know, that can be a challenge to take on perhaps this week or this month, that you can work into your daily wins. Find one aspect of your life that you'd like to improve, and then choose just a manageable, you know, step habit to work in, just one. You know, see how many days you can check off that box. Just one, challenging enough, but manageable habit that will just get you closer to whatever that goal is that you're trying to achieve.
I just had a thought. How much time do we have? A couple minutes? Okay. I'm going to talk a little bit about it inside of the Conscious Collaboration Collective, and we'll talk about it next time when we get together. Awesome. Thanks everybody for showing up, and we'll talk to you in five.
Talk to you in five. Bye guys.
Bye.
Thank y'all so much for listening to our podcast. If you haven't yet, please be sure to subscribe, rate, review, and share with all your friends so they can join our circle of collaboration on this journey. You can find us on Instagram at Conscious Collaboration Podcast, on Spotify, iTunes, and Audible, to name a few. Please join us next time for another deep dive into how you can live life in more alignment, mind, body, and business. Send us your questions and comments in our DMs or email us at consciouscollaborationpodcast@gmail.com. See you in 5 minutes.